第十二章
Chapter 12,
今天要念第几节
Verse number what?
罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12,
我们念到了不可咒诅只要祝福
We have come to a place whereby we say we do not curse,
那是第几节
but to bless.
第十四节
Number 14.
那么现在我们大家一同开声来读第十五节
Read verse number 15 now
一二三与喜乐的人要同乐与哀哭的人要同哭这一次与喜乐的人要同乐与哀哭的人要同哭我们低头祷告
Let's pray.
主啊感谢你赐下这些伟大的话语赐下这些伟大的教训要使我们从你的真理得着智慧从你的真理得着灵性的彰显因为你的道是永远的安定在天绝不动摇如同云子练过七次是洁净的又能洁净人的心所以求主你赐福给我们今天以受教者的耳朵以谦卑的心灵来到你的面前因为你说我们若向你大大张口你就给我们充满我们的饥渴慕义你使我们得着饱足愿主使与人通达使我们领受天上的智慧使我们头脑清醒过来在你真理的引导下没有回头走错误的道路今天有多少人懵懵懂懂在世俗的财世俗的色中间他们沉迷自己你如今求主你开通我们的心窍使我们从天上的光的照耀之下看见我们当走的路我们当悔改的我们当修正的我们当进取的我们当充满的感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督的名求的阿们上一次我们在这里讲我们不可咒诅只要祝福
And that's why we say that do not curse but bless
因为这是基督教最重要的一个精神
Because that's the most important spirit of Christianity
在耶稣基督钉十字架以前
Before Christ Jesus was crucified
以言还言以牙还牙的教训
It is a teaching whereby teeth for tooth for tat teeth for tat
老子的思想中间
And even the mind of 老子
是有超过孔子更深的伦理
It actually transcends the ethics of Confucius
所以孔子说以德报德以直报怨
and the Confucius say that those who wrong against you you must wrong against them too and those are good to you you are good to them
你用正直来报那些对你不好的人
with the justice to those who are not good to you
孔子没有说你要用仇恨报仇恨
but Confucius does not say that bad to bad
所以孔子的思想是很伟大的
but it's great teaching from Confucius
当然老子既然讲一句超过孔子的话
but 老子 had a statement that transcends Confucius
他说以德抱怨
You must use a good virtue to repay the evil.
人对你不好，你还用道德来报他。
When people are not good to you, treat them good.
这可以说呢，东方的哲学超过了哈摩拉比，设备超过了西方的思想。
So we can say that even the Oriental philosophy transcends the Hammurabi and also Western teaching.
当然，到耶稣钉十字架的时候
，But before Christ Jesus was crucified,
你看见超过东方，超过西方。神宝座的真理就向世人讲出来了
And the truth of God from the throne on heaven transcends the east and the west and manifests to us
耶稣被钉十字架的时候他讲什么话
At a time when Christ Jesus was crucified on the cross what did he say?
父啊赦免他们
Father forgive them
因为他们所做的他们不知道
For they do not know what they do
就从耶稣的口里讲这样的话
So from the lips of Christ Jesus utter these words
证明上帝的本质就是爱
Only but to prove that the substance of God is love
这位又圣洁又公义的上帝
This God who is love and also who is righteous
才差遣他的圣子耶稣基督在十字架上为人死
That he sent his only son to die on the cross for us
对那些钉他十字架的人他在父面前代求
And to those who crucify him on the cross he pray on their behalf
赦免他们
Forgive them
因为他们所做的他们不知道
For they know not what they do
这句话好像跟苏格拉底的理论是一样的
This statement as if is equivalent to the statement of Socrates
苏格拉底说一个人犯罪是因为他不知道
And Socrates said a person sin because he's ignorant
换一句话是真理的知识是真正善行的基础
Which means the knowledge of truth is the foundation of true good virtue
所以智慧等于德性德性等于幸福
So then this wisdom is equal to good virtue and virtue equal to happiness
这是希腊正统三大哲学家同样的一种道德 的金科一律。
This is the true rule, golden rule of the three philosophies of the West.
从苏格拉底到柏拉图到阿里斯多德，三代师生同样的原则。
And the three of these are Socrates, from the, these are Plato, Aristotle, they have the same teaching.
一个人犯罪，因为他不知道。
A person sin because he doesn't know.
因为真知跟真德是并行的。
Because true knowledge and true virtue come in parallel together.
那么耶稣也讲同样的话。
And Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣说赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
And Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they do."
所以好像一个人犯罪是因为他不知道。
It looks as if a person sins because he doesn't know.
但是基督跟苏格拉底不同的地方在哪里？
But the difference of Jesus and Socrates is,
苏格拉底讲那一句话的时候，他正在提出一种理论。
When Socrates mentioned that he was proposing a theory,
但是耶稣讲这句话的时候，是正在为他的仇敌流血。
But when Christ Jesus said that he was shedding the blood for his enemy.
所以基督的伦理就超过了所有东西，所有的秩序。
So then the ethic of Christ Jesus transcends the philosophies of the East and West.
是基督被钉十字架以后。
Because after Christ Jesus was crucified,
基督教伦理的这个基础就奠定下来了。
Then the foundation of Christian ethic is founded now.
所以只可祝福，不可咒诅。
Then only blessed, none of the curse.
王牧师说呢，你一起讲了祝福。下个礼拜要不要讲咒诅？
And Pastor Ong said that you already mentioned our blessing. Would you also preach on cursing?
我说我不解释咒诅，因为只可祝福不可咒诅。
No, I said no. I won't preach on that because we are taught only to bless, but not to curse.
所以我们不再讲咒诅的事。
So we are not going to expound on cursing.
咒诅的事情我不讲你也知道，因为你常咒诅人。
Because I don't teach about cursing, you know what is cursing.
祝福的事情我一定要讲。
I have to teach about blessing.
因为这是我们很难学会的事。
Because this something is rare that we can learn.
那么接下去保罗讲了。另外一句话语
And then Paul said another statement.
以喜乐的人要同乐
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
以哀哭的人要同哭
Mourn with those who mourn.
这句话到底在讲什么
Actually what does it mean?
到底讲基督徒圣化的感情最基本的两个这个表态
It talks about the sanctified emotion of the Christian two kind of expression of it
感情积极的一方面就是我们会欢喜快乐
The active part of this emotion is that we rejoice
消极的方面我们痛苦悲哀
And the passive part is that we mourn and be sad
基督徒不是与常人不一样的
Christian is not different from the ordinary people
我们照样是神所造的
We are created by God
有意志有理智有感情的活物
We have the intellect with the emotion ofSo we have the volition.
所以非基督徒有理智，基督徒也有理智。
And also this non-Christian have intellect, also we have intellectual.
非基督徒有感情，基督徒也有感情。
Non-Christian have emotion, also we have emotion.
非基督徒有意志，基督徒也有意志。
Non-Christian have the volition, also we have the volition.
那这一个人同此心，心同此理。
Because all people have the same kind of heart, same kind of mentality.
所以每个人都有这个道德里面这三大元素。
So then in morality, these three elements are there.
这三个元素就组成了我们的人格。
It becomes our personhood.
你说动物不是也有吗？
You say, this, isn't animals also like this?
动物也有感情。
They also have emotion.
动物也有理智。
They also have intellect.
动物也有意志。
They also have volition.
那么动物跟人就可以相同的吗？
Then you say that we equal this animal with man.
我不得不提醒你一句话。
But I have to remind you.
后现代主义。
Postmodernism
跟新纪元运动
and the New Age movement
有一个很特殊的大众化的哲学
they have a commonplace philosophy
也就是把绝对跟相对的界限把它模糊掉了
they want to demolish and also make it vague the division between the absolute and relative
新纪元运动的精神
and as well as spirit of the New Age movement
它甚至把人以动物之间的分界也把它模糊化了
even the division between man and animals now being demolished
所以你看见现在的电影呢很多狗会讲话
so you see that in the theater you see the animals can talk
你甚至把狗名叫贝多芬
And also called Dr. Beethoven.
把他Ninja的本名叫 Michelangelo.
And also called Michelangelo of Ninja.
所以现在下一代的人就不知道米开朗基罗到底是那伟大的图画家或者那个小小的东西。
So then this next generation doesn't know whether Michelangelo is a great painter or is it that small animal.
那这种观念所带来的副作用是什么呢
？And what is a byproduct of it?
就是人慢慢以为自己跟动物是没有什么分别。
That man thought gradually that he doesn't have a division between him and animals.
回到圣经的总原则里面来。
So when they come back to the principium of the Bible,
当一个人研究事物的特点的时候
，when a person study uniqueness of something,
他一 懂得这个特点与其他不同的地方到底性质的差别在哪里，他才成为专家。
The more he knows the difference in essence of the unique of something, then you become a specialist.
只知相同点的人，
those who know the similarities,
他们的知识是肤浅的。
Then their knowledge is shallow.
能找出孰像或者不同的点的时候，
but those who can find the differences,
他们的研究是深入的。
Then their study is in depth.
所以那些最伟大的思想家，
those great minds,
都是很清楚告诉你事物与事物中间不同的地方到底在哪。
Very clearly, they can tell you from event to event what's the difference.
像我们也应当从圣经里面找到人与动物中间不同的地方在哪。
Then we must from the Bible find what's the difference from animals and man.
否则我们不但不认识什么叫做动物，更不认识你自己是人。
If not only we don't know what's animals, or more you don't know about yourself as a man.
进化论之所以是肤浅的。
Evolution because it's shallow.
因为进化论试试看从人与动物的相同点去研究进化的可能。
Because they don't want to try and study the possibility of evolution from the similarity of man and animals.
神的道之所以是高超的。
But God's word transcends.
因为从圣经第一章就把神的形象样式作为人与动物不同的地方。
Because right from the first chapter of the Bible, it differentiated man and animal with the image of God.
那个一样的嘛。
You see the same.
在一样中有不一样，不一样中有一样。
In the sameness, the different in differences, there's the sameness.
有一次有个教授讲这两句话。
There was a professor who said this.
相同之中有不同，不同之中有相同。
So in the sameness, there's different in differences, there's the sameness.
或者两个这个学生呢就不明白这句话的意思。
So the student couldn't understand this thing.
他们就跑到教授面前。
They come to the professor.
我们两个要问你一个问题。
So we had to ask you a question.
就是你刚才讲的相同之中有不同，不同之中有相同，到底怎么解释？
He said it's similarity that's different and differences that's similarity. How do you explain that?
请你用最简单的办法。
Can you use the most simple way?
告诉我们。
Tell us.
使我们明白那句话到底有多大的深刻的意义。
So that we can understand what's the deep and profound meaning of the statement.
这个教授就要用最简单的办法。
So this professor.I have to use the simplest language.
我就不给你解释了。
I'm not going to explain to you.
这就叫做最简单的。
And that's the simplest.
那怎么明白这两句话呢？
So how to understand this statement?
我不解释。
I'm not going to interpret.
我只要你两个人脸孔看来看去就明白了。
Then you two person look at each other and you understand.
所以这两个人看来看去好像像你有鼻子我也有鼻子。
So
you
have no eyes, no eyes.
相同之中有不同。
Similarity but difference.
不同之中有相同。
In differences there's similarities.
两个人相同吗？
Are they the same?
相同。
Yes.
不同吗？
Are they different?
不同。
Yes.
不同中相同吗？
So a different and sameness.
相同中不同吗？
And different.
你说哎呀一样的啦。
It's the same you say.
都是一样，有鼻子有眼睛。
Because you have the eyes, you got the nose, you got everything.
好，你结婚那一天。
So at the day when you get married.
人家把你新娘拿走，买个老太婆给你。
So people take away your beautiful wife and put to you an old lady.
你说哎呀眼睛。不必多看，反正一样的啦。
You say the same，
都是有一两个眼睛，有个鼻子就可以了。
There are two eyes and one nose. That's good enough。
你要不要？
Do you want?
你当然不要了。
Of course you do not want.
老婆变成老太婆。
Because how can your wife become an old lady?
人都眼睛都有鼻子。
Even though they are with eyes, with nose, but it's different.
人与动物之间的不一样。
The difference of man and animal.
不是分量的不一样。
It's not quantitative difference.
不是程度的不一样。
Not the level of difference.
是本质的不一样。
But in substance they are different.
是 qualitative difference.
It's a qualitative difference.
因为是本质的不一样。
Because they're different in quality.
所以
Therefore,
同样有思想
they have the same thinking,
不同的东西
but different levels.
同样有感情
the same emotion,
不同的东西
different levels.
同样有意志
the same volition,
不同的东西
different levels.
动物的思想感情意志是什么层次呢？
And what kind of level of the animal's intellectuality and also emotion and volition?
就是动物本能性质的层次
That's only about the instinctual kind of need.
人的感情理智意志的层次是什么层次？
But what's the level of man's intellect, volition, and emotion?
是与神相似的层次。
It is the one that looked up to God.
所以这是天地之别。
So it's different from heaven and earth.
完全不一样的。
Totally different.
人的理智发展到最高峰的时候。
Man's intellectuality was developed at higher stage.
可以与真理接连在一起。
It could be linked together with truth.
动物怎么会这样的事情？
How can animal what happened to animals?
人的感情。发展到最高峰的时候
Man's emotion will develop the highest state
可以神同心同感
It could work together with God and move together with God
被圣灵感动到一个地步
He who is touched by the Holy Spirit
可以明白神的心意 体贴圣灵。
He can understand the mind of the Holy Spirit.
人的意志发展最高的时候。
So even our volition when it's developed the highest stage.
他可以坚定心智，决定遵行上帝永远的旨意。
He can firm up his mind so that absolutely he want to follow the will of God.
所以人是人，动物是动物。
Animal is animal.
动物不是人，人不是动物。
Animal is not man, man is not animal.
人与动物中间没有亲戚关系。也没有进化的关系。
Man and animal have no relationship, and also they do not have evolutionary relationship.
人是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Man is created after the image of God.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
这样的，我们今天的讲到这一节圣经的时候。
So when you touch on this verse tonight,
与喜乐的人要同乐。
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
哀哭的人要同苦。
Mourn with those who mourn.
这句话你要从哪几个角度去看基督徒感情的责任呢
？From what kind of angles you want to see the responsibility of emotion as Christian.
我们要从神的圣爱圣忧去决定我们的感情的作用。
From the holy love, holy sorrowfulness of Christ Jesus.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
神是永恒的。
God is eternal.
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
所以神的感情一定跟他永恒、跟他的圣洁、跟他的公义发生关联。
Then God's emotion is linked together also with righteousness, also with love.
这样以神的感情作为我们感情的支持点，作为我们感情的这个根据和我们的基础，这才是对的。
So with God's emotion as the foundation, as the root and support of our emotion, then that's right.
这叫做感情的归一。
That is called the unity of emotion.
也叫做感情的圣化。
And also the sanctification of emotion.
今年三个月里面，从正月第一个礼拜到第三月份最后的那十三个礼拜，我在自己的教会就讲十三个题目，基督徒感情的圣化。
This year, from January to this month, the whole 3 months, I've talked about the sanctification of Christian emotion.
去了好几个城市说，唐博士，你一定要在我们的城市讲这些东西。
So many of churches say that you must talk on this in our church.
因为这是现代的人很需要的。
Because this is what a modern man need.
基督徒有妒忌吗？
Do we envy as a Christian?
基督徒可以生气吗？
Can we get angry as a Christian?
基督徒可以忧伤吗？
Can we feel mournful as a Christian?
基督徒可以这个愤恨吗？
Can we also get wrath?
基督徒可以懊丧吗？
Can we also feel despair?
基督徒可以这个向往吗？
Can we also long for something?
基督徒可以不可以有很热情的这个感动呢？
Can also with fervent in our emotion?
这些东西呢？
All these things.
如果不可以的话，
If we cannot do it,
那我们岂不是做一个静止性像死人一样的活物吗？
Then isn't that we are living being who is static under steel?
有许多人以为这样静静什么都不做叫做树林。
Because some people thought that you are motionless and that you are spiritual.
我想呢，不是树林，那叫做僵尸。
And that is called that's a corpse.
所以基督徒是活生生、热腾腾、蛮有感情的。
But Christian is the one filled and full with emotion.
我们可以大发脾气，不要紧。
We can get angry, yes.
只要你发对脾气。
But only in a right way.
我们可以大大痛哭
that we can
不要紧
cry,
只要 你哭得正常
but you cry normally.
你可以大大妒忌不要紧
you can get angry, never mind.
只要你妒忌那些应当妒忌的
you envy those that
can't be envy. 你说这个我就没有听过了
I haven't heard that you say
我以为做基督徒要静静的傻傻的
I thought as a Christian you must be a dumb
连讲话都不可以
you can't even talk
用线把嘴巴把它绑起来
you must zip up your lips
不是的
no
我想 有机会跟你谈
Well, if there's a particular I'll talk to you.
今天我先跟你谈到感情的圣化。
I talk about sanctification of emotion.
第一，有神与神同样的感情的这种感受。
And also, you must say emotion after God's emotion.
神有没有怒气啊？
So, does God have wrath?
有。
Yes.
神有没有愤恨啊？
Does God get angry?
有。
Yes.
神有没有忧伤啊？
Does God feel mourn?
有。
Yes.
神有没有欢乐啊？
Does God rejoice?
有。
Yes.
所以这些神所有的感情。我们都可以有。
So all this emotion that God has, we can have.
因为人是按照上帝的形象样式。
Because man is created after the image of God.
所以我们应当有神那种性质的感情在我们身上。
So we must have a kind of emotion with God's nature.
否则做基督徒就没有意义了。
If not, there's no meaning to become a Christian.
做基督徒就没有价值了。
If not, there's no value to become a Christian.
做基督徒也没有人性的表达了。
If not, there's no expression of manhood as a man.
我最怕没有人性的人。
I'm afraid of those without manhood.
没有人性的人是不是人？我不知道。
Because a one without humanhood is not a human, I think.
只有人性，没有人性， 跟百货商店那那些假的模特儿有什么不同呢？
Therefore, likeness of a man, but without the emotion of a man, that's a model.
你要不要把那一个漂亮的不得了 plastic 的模特儿带到家里做你的老婆呢？
Do you want that plastic model to be your wife?
他们没有哭。
They never cry.
没有笑。
Never laugh.
没有伤心。
Never get sorrowful.
没有快乐可能。
Never rejoice. There's no possibility.
一个模型。
That's a model.
不是真正的人。
And not true man.
我们要做个真正的人。
So we must be a true man.
马丁路德是个真正的人。
Martin Luther is a true man.
贝多芬是个真正的人。
Beethoven is a true man.
大卫是个真正的人。
David is a true man.
当耶稣到地上来做人的时候，也是一个真正的人。
When Christ is incarnated, he was a true man.
他们在需要的时候会流泪。
When there's a need, they shed tears.
会痛哭。
They cry.
他们在需要的时候会发脾气。
When there's a need, they get rough.
这是正常的。
That's normal.
所以感谢上帝。
Praise God.
但是呢，我们为什么哭，为什么笑才是重要。
But why is that we cry? Why is that we rejoice? That's the most key thing.
你对谁哭，向谁笑才是重要。
To whom that you cry, to whom that you smile and laugh, that's important.
如果你的爸爸妈妈来了，
if your parent comes,
你同他笑笑，
you smile,
那很好。
That's good.
如果你仇敌来，你同他笑笑，
if your enemy comes, you smile with them,
他就猜想你在笑什么。
Then he doesn't know what you're smiling for.
你为什么对他笑？
What's he smiling at me?
所以别人就注意你的笑到底有什么动机在。
What people pay attention, what is the motive behind your smiling?
你为什么笑？
Why is that you smile?
你向谁笑？
To hope that you smile.
你根据什么笑？
Based on what you smile.
你笑什么意义？
What's the meaning of the smiling?
所以我们说有冷笑、嘲笑、暗笑、偷笑。
So there are different kinds of smiling.
有欢笑，有傻笑。
Many different kinds.
So many that he doesn't mention. 就这么多不同的笑。
So different kind of way of smiling.
还有皮笑皆非的笑。
And also sometimes you smile without knowing what it is.
笑是很多种的。
So there are many different kinds of smiling and laughing.
一个人懂得怎样分辨别人的笑，这个人是聪明的。
If a person know how to discern the different kind of smile and laughing, you are a wise man.
我知道在 Jakarta 有一个人。
I know in Jakarta a person.
他32岁，女的还没有结婚。
And at the age of 32, a female, she has not got married.
有人从他笑笑，他就告诉牧师那个人爱我了。
When people smile at him, he told the pastor that person loved me.
那么他一直要问那个对他笑的人他的电话几号。
She wanted to ask the phone number of that person that smiled at him.
日夜就打电话给他。
And she would call day and night.
受他这种拖累的男孩子有七八个。
At least 7 or 8 men have been troubled by her.
个个后来逃不掉。
Everyone cannot escape her.
哭得半死。
So sorrowful.
因为我对她笑是表示礼貌，她以为我爱她。
Is that with manner I smile to her, but she thought that I love her.
就开始寄卡片给她。
And send cards.
就开始打电话给她。
Call them.
就叫人家叫送礼物给她。
And ask people to send gifts.
麻烦得不得了。
So troublesome.
这是很可怕的事情。
This something is terrifying.
所以你不要随便对人家笑。
So do not simply smile with people.
注意啊。
Pay attention.
你看他刚对我笑了，刚刚讲你还不回，所以你要懂得怎么笑。
You must know how to smile.
你懂得怎么分别笑。
And how to discern the different kind of smiling.
那我们什么时候可以笑？
When can we smile?
什么时候可以哭呢？
When can we cry?
中国人对知识分子有一个特别的一种这个描写。
You know, to the intellectual, Chinese has a good description.
我们每次讲知识分子，以为读一点书，有一点知识，有学问，叫做知识分子。
Many times we thought that person with a degree, with some knowledge, is an intellectual.
其实呢，要描写谁是知识分子。
Actually, to describe who is an intellectual.
中国古代有一句重要的话。
And Chinese have a good statement in the past.
你知道讲什么呢？
And what is it?
你知道吗？谁是知识分子？
Who are the intellectuals?
先天下之忧而忧。
Those who mourn for the heaven before he mourn for himself.
后天下之乐而乐。
Those who actually rejoice after the whole world rejoice.
这个人叫做知识分子。
And that is the true intellectual.
因为真正的知识，
a true knowledge
是超时代的。
It transcends time.
真正的智慧，
a true this, wisdom
是带领时代的。
It leads the world.
所以别人没有看见的盼望，他先看见。
So what the hope people have not seen, he has seen.
别人没有看见的危机，他先看见。
What the crisis people have not seen, he has seen it.
所以当大家还不懂得危险来到以前，
So when nobody knows danger is coming,
他先看见了。
He sees himself.
他先难过。
He gets sorrowful.
他先哭。
He cried.
后来呢，人家不知道，还以为他神经病。
And people doesn't know that he's mentally wrong.
过了半代过去了。
But half a generation has gone by.
糟糕了，原来真正危机来到了。
反正 the true danger comes.
怎么我们从前没有看到？
How come we haven't seen before?
那个知识分子 I told you already.
那知识分子说，我早已经告诉你了。
我早已经告诉你。
I've told you before.
你们知道的太慢。
You have known it too late.
所以孙中山先生说，人有三种。
So 孙中山 said three kind of person.
一种人叫做先知先觉的人。
Those who foreknow and fulfill.
第二种叫做后知后觉的人。
Those who know after things have happened.
第三种是最坏的，叫做不知不觉的人。
And those who know nothing at all.
那些先知先觉的人呢？
Those who foreknow,
他们看见了别人没有看见。
They see what people have seen.
这困难来到以前。
Before danger comes.
他伟大的心灵先感受的。
His great spirit feels first.
当幸福要来的时候。
So before blessing comes.
伟大的眼光先看出来。
His great vision saw it first.
所以他先天下之忧而忧。
So he will mourn before the world mourns.
先天下之盼望而盼望。
He hoped before the world hopes.
但是他的享受常常落后于人。
But then he enjoyed later than people.
让大家先享受快乐。
When everybody has enjoyed.
然后他才能够坐下来好好享受众人已经享受。
Then he will sit down to enjoy what people have enjoyed.
我很佩服这两句话。
I admire these two statements.
先天下之忧而忧，后天下之乐而乐。
Mourn before the world mourn and rejoice after the world rejoice.
这就达到了孔子所讲的第一句话：知其先后则近道。
And that is also the first statement that Confucius has said that if you know what's the beginning, what's the end, then you are near to the truth.
因为无论什么事情都有先有后。
Because of what thing it is, there's a beginning, there's an end.
有本有末。
And also there is a forward, there's a backward.
因有果。
And there's a result, there's a cause.
本末导致因果翻颠倒的人，这种人是不智慧的。
If you were to reverse all this order, you are not a wise man.
如果你能够知其先后，你就靠近伟大的真理。
If you know what go before, what come after, then you are near the truth.
先天下之忧而忧。
You will mourn before the world mourn.
后天下之乐而乐。
Rejoice before the world rejoice.
这种人的心灵是伟大的心灵。
And this kind of spirit is a great spirit.
这种的人格是伟大的人格。
And there's a good personhood.
当世界有更多这种人的时候，
When the world have more of these people,
人类的前途是光明。
Then there's a brightness, immense future.
但是我虽然很佩服这两句话，
But even though I admire these two statements,
这两句话有一个毛病，你看到了没有？
And there's a paradox there.
他们提到的是人的感受，
It mentions men's feeling.
提到的百姓的感情，
Where the people's feeling.
所以讲来讲去都是天下之忧，天下之乐。
And talk about the mourning and also the rejoicing of the world.
那么圣经所讲的基督徒感情，
And the emotion of Christian is
受天上之乐而乐，受天上之忧而忧。
You mourn after the heaven, you rejoice after the heaven.
你能够照着天上的感情来处理你的感情，这就更伟大。
According to heavenly emotion, you want to deal with your own emotion, that's great.
因为基督徒是活在地上如同在天上的人。
Because Christians are those who live on the earth as if they live in heaven.
所以他以神永恒的旨意，
So with the eternal will of God,
来定夺自己应当有的身份跟地位。
They want to determine their own position.
他以神永远的方向，
With the eternal direction of God,
来决定他的意志应当走的路向。
They want to determine also the direction of the volition.
他以神永远圣洁的情感，
With the eternal, the holy emotion of God,
来处理他被造的感情的作用。
The deal with the uncreated emotion.
这样天上的父有什么感情？
Then what kind of emotion the Heavenly Father has?
我们应当照他那样的感情。
So also that is what emotion after his emotion.
我们深忧伤的时候，
And so when he mourns,
我们怎么可以快乐？
How can we rejoice?
当我们的深快乐的时候，
When our Father rejoices,
我们为什么还在忧伤？
How can we still continue to mourn?
所以我们应当也照天上之忧，照天上之乐，而有的忧，而有的乐。
So we must have a rejoicing and also mourning after the heaven.
这是一个重要的原则。
That's an important principle.
就是体会神的心意。
To feel the mind of God.
感受神所感受。
And to understand the understanding of God.
这是一个得救人的记号。
And that is the mark of one who is saved.
因为他领受了神的生命。
Because he received the life of God.
就有神生命的本质。
Then he had the essence of God's life.
照着上帝所爱的去爱，
Then love according to what God loves.
照着上帝所恨的去恨.
Hate according to what God hates.
照着上帝所喜悦的去喜悦.
Rejoice after what God rejoices.
照着上帝所悲哀的去悲哀.
And mourn after God's mourning.
爱神所爱, 恨神所恨.
Love what God loves, hate what God hates.
这就我们的感情与神的感情同归于一.
Then our emotion become in unity with God.
我们得救以前不是这样.
Before we are saved, we are not like that.
我们得救以前, 我们的爱神所恨, 我们是恨神所爱.
Because before we are regenerated, we hate what God loved and love what God hates.
我们喜欢犯罪.
We like to sin.
我们喜欢害人.
We like to accuse others.
我们喜欢欺骗.
We like to bully and
others.
These are what God hates.
我们恨恶圣洁.
We hate holiness.
我们恨恶真理.
We hate truth.
我们恨恶真正的爱.
We hate the true love.
这都是上帝喜欢的事.
But all these things are God rejoicing in.
当我们恨神所爱.
When we hate what God loves.
我们爱神所恨的时候.
And love what God hates.
我们是上帝感情的仇敌.
Then we are the enemy of God's emotion.
但是感谢上帝.
But praise God.
当圣灵重生我们以后.
When Holy Spirit regenerated us.
真理光照我们,
He used the truth to enlighten us.
使我们被造的理性降服在神真理的下面.
That our created intellect now submit to the truth of God.
然后他在感化我们的感情.
Then He sanctified our emotion.
使我们被造的情感 归回神圣爱的感情.
So they create the emotion, return back to the holy emotion of God.
他在转化我们的意志.
When it transforms our will,
我们被造的意志 与神的旨意调和起.
So the created will now become in unity with God's mind.
这样我们才叫做与神同行.
Then we say that we walk with God.
与神同行.
Then we say that we are one mind with God.
感谢上帝.
Praise God.
圣徒与圣徒之间,
and between the saint and saints,
有了这种转变之后,
if we have this kind of transformation,
那你就明白这句话的意思.
Then we understand this statement.
以喜乐的人要同乐.
And also rejoice with those who rejoice.
爱哭的人要同哭.
Mourn with those who mourn.
人哭的时候你会不会与他一同哭呢?
When people cry, would you feel sorrowful with them?
人快乐的时候你会与他一同快乐.
When people rejoice, will you be joyful with them?
众人快乐的时候,
when everybody rejoices,
你与他一同快乐.
You want to feel joyful with them.
那表示你不是自己闭门造车, 独树一帜, 结果与人隔绝,
which means you are not secluding yourself and also you are separated from others.
乃是你以肢体之中有一个同心的生活.
But with the part of the body, you have the body life.
容易不容易啊?
Is it easy?
容易不容易啊?
Is it easy?
很不容易.
Not easy.
因为有人快乐, 跟我没有关系.
Before, when people are joyful, it's not related with me.
他考第一名很快乐.
He come up first in the class. He rejoiced. I rejoice with him.
但是我留级怎么办呢?
But I have to be retained in my class.
所以很不容易, 对不对?
Not easy.
一人一同快乐,
to rejoice with people.
不容易.
Not easy.
一人一同哭,
to cry with people.
也不容易.
Not easy too.
因为他呢, 可能他亲人撞了车,
because maybe his relative has been an accident.
可能他自己中了病,
maybe he fell ill.
那么痛苦, 哭得不得了,
he cried.
那我身体好好, 怎么跟他一同哭呢?
I'm healthy, how can I cry with him?
根本不是我的事情.
It's not my thing.
所以很不容易.
Not easy.
但是,
but then,
你发现,
you now,
你所爱的人在哭的时候,
when the loved one cry,
你很不容易不与他同哭.
It will be difficult for you to not cry with them.
你所爱的人有成功的时候,
when the one you love is successful,
你很愿意与他一同快乐.
You are willing to rejoice with
为什么呢?
Them. Why?
因为你疼他.
Because you love them.
你爱他.
You love them.
所以这个就关系爱的真正表现.
So that's a true expression of love then.
如果你不是爱一个人,
if you do not truly love a person,
你很讨厌他,
you hate them,
你很恨他,
you dislike them.
当他失败的时候,
when he fails,
你不但不会了解他的心,
not only you won't understand them,
你会是感谢主,
you say praise God, praise God.
感谢主听我的祷告.
Praise God, listen to my prayer.
主啊, 你是公义,
God, you are righteous.
你让他失败, 免得他骄傲,
let you fail, let's say he be proud.
你会做这个落井下石,
You'll be the one who put up a stone when people have fallen into the well.
做一个幸灾乐祸的人。
And one who is happy because people make a good, ungood situation.
这种人还以为自己这样做是很应该的。
So you thought that it's only rightful that you do in such manner.
但是在那些受苦的人心中，这种态度是可咒可诅的事。
But to those who are sad, actually this is something to be a curse.
所以我们应当用爱人如己的态度来了解这件事。
So you must use your mentality to love others as your life.
主啊，我照着你天上的感情来处理我的感情的作用。
God, I want to deal with the emotion as a heavenly emotion.
主啊，我照着大家的整个趋势，大家的感受来建立我自己的感情。
And according to the feeling of the people, I want to establish my feeling.
第三样。
The third.
我用爱来建立我与人之间感情的相同的关系。
I want to use love to establish the similarity of my emotion with others.
你要爱人如己才会做到这一点。
To love others as yourself, then I understand this statement.
与爱哭的人要同哭。
Mourn with those who mourn.
与喜乐的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
你说我开始明白。
You say I begin to understand now.
现在我问你。
I want to ask you.
与人同乐更容易呢？
Is it easier to rejoice with those who rejoice?
与人同哭更容易。
Or to mourn with those who mourn? Which is easier?
与人同乐更容易。
Easier to rejoice with people who rejoice?
或者与人同哭更容易。
Or is it easier to mourn with those who mourn?
哪一种？
Which one?
同乐更容易啊。
Easier to rejoice, you say?
痛哭不容易啊。
Not easy to cry with them.
有许多时候呢，到了商家去，看见他们哭，你也想哭，眼泪流不出来。
When they go to a bereaved family, you see that they cry, you want to cry with them, you don't have tears to fall.
很难很难流出来。
It's difficult now to fall.
那么到底呢，真的是痛乐更容易吗？
Is it easier to rejoice with those who rejoice?
是不是痛哭不容易呢？
Is it difficult to mourn with people who mourn?
王牧师真的遵循这一句话。
And Pastor Ong has complied to this statement.
我一直打饿，所以他快快给我倒一杯水。
You know that I need a drink.
可能他在下面也一直打饿。
Maybe he also have this type of feeling.
我就不知道喝了水会不会好。
I don't know whether it help me or not.
好，现在我们继续讲下去。
Now we continue.
但是我小的时候
，But when I was young,
我有一个叔父，他到死不要信你。
I have an uncle until death he doesn't want to be a Christian.
他比我的父亲小三岁。
He was 3 years younger than my father.
所以我父亲死三年以后，他也死。
So after my father passed away, 3 years later, he passed away.
所以他们同龄死，不同年死。
So they die at the same age, but not same year.
所以呢，我父亲死了三年。
So after my father passed away 3 years,
他也死了。
He also passed away.
因为我父亲生了三年，他生；我父亲死三年，他也死。
Because my father was born 3 years ahead, and that's why he died 3 years ahead. They are the same age when they die.
当我父亲死的时候，我三岁。
So at the time when my father passed away, I was 3 years old.
我不懂什么叫做父亲死。
I don't know what you mean by father passed away.
我只知道我的妈妈说呢，你父亲死的时候，我抱着你。人家哭，你也跟着乱擦眼睛。
I can only remember my mother said your father passed away. I carry you and also you also wipe your eyes as all others done.
我也不记得。
I cannot remember.
那个时候如果是的话，我大概是研究罗马书十二章。
And that if I were to understand, maybe I'm studying this Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
等我叔父死的时候。
But when my uncle passed away.
我六岁了。
I was six.
所以我比较懂事的。
I know a little bit more.
所以我就到他棺材旁边去看看。
So I went to the casket and watched.
我的叔父没有孩子。
My this uncle do not have any children.
所以我父亲呢，把我们这边的一个孩子送给他。
So one of the boys here has been given to him as a son.
我一个哥哥在那边哭，我们就每个人跟去看他怎么哭。
So all my brother was crying there. We all watched how my brother cried.
那我们跟叔父没有什么感情。
So we do not have any emotion link with my uncle.
因为是另外一个家嘛。
Because it belongs to another home.
所以替他哭的人只有一个。
So only one person who cried for him.
不够凄凉。
But it's not sorrowful enough.
不够人哭。就表示这个家庭呢不够兴旺
，because less people cry within this people at this home that don't have many children.
到死还不信主
，because even after before he died he would not believe in Jesus.
所以他就叫一些专门来哭的人。
So he's pay for those who specialize in crying.
那些是职业哭手。
They're professional criers.
Professional criers.
Professional criers.
我不知道你们马来西亚还有没有这种人呢？还
有
吗？
有。有
还有这外邦人中间还有的，那这些人呢？圣经也有的。
And the Bible also have this kind of people.
在耶利米书里面提到这个事情。
And Jeremiah mentioned this.
英文翻译什么呢 ？Cunning women.
Cunning women.
专门哭的。
The one who professionally cried.
那时我六岁哈。
When I was six.
我就看见这些专门哭的人有时间了。
I see these professional cry, they are timed.
他们三个钟头轮一班。
They have a shift in 3 hours shift.
所以五六个人来。
Five or six will come.
来坐在那边。
Sit down there.
坐好了以后呢。
After that.
盒子就打开来。
Then open the box.
手巾就放在旁边。
And put the handkerchief there.
一大堆手巾的。
A lot of handkerchiefs.
那么粉也放在那边。
And with the powder.
也开始看来看去。
And what? Time comes. And they start crying.
哎呀，我很奇怪，怎么会同时哭？
Okay, they start together.
而且哭以前会看来看去，就定是好像只会噔啊一口。
And they are being conducted to cry together.
就噗一开始了。
And when the time starts.
哇，这个抑扬顿挫啊，高低音清楚的。
And it's very, the way they cry is very in harmony.
我那个时候六岁，我也想哭了。
I was tempted to cry.
哭不出，又很想笑。
But I couldn't. I want to laugh.
所以这个六岁的孩子，心还是很干净的。
A one with six pure heart.
我不是说现在很肮脏哦。
I'm not.
因为耶稣已经给我洗净了。 那我看他们哭很好笑，又好想要哭。
I see them crying is very laughable.
哭了几个钟头以后呢？
After a few hours crying.
突然。 全部完了
，Suddenly it stop altogether.
怎么会停止的
？Okay, it stop together.
有时候我参加祷告会，祷告突然会同时停止，我都很奇怪了。
Sometimes when I pray meeting, that people stop the prayer together, I feel very astonishing.
我真不明白哭会同时停止。
So I cannot understand why crying can
stop
together.
好像那个领袖一看就停止。
So the leader will lead.
我记得我从小的妈妈打我，哭着说一直哭不停。
So when I was young, when mother beat me, I'll cry and continue to cry.
所以他说。 不要再哭
Mother said, don't cry anymore.
那我就比较容易了。但是多数父母说不要再哭。
More of the better, don't cry anymore.
给他一恨下了更哭。
And you cry even more.
你再哭，再哭还要打你。
You cry, I beat you some more.
就再哭了。
And you cry some more.
到最后呢，
finally,
好了，不打你了。
OK OK，
乖乖，不要哭了。就开始停了。
And I start to stop.
还会抽的，对不对？你们笑，因为你记得啦，你从前是这么。
You remember that's the way we cry.
所以哭是很难停止的。
So it's difficult to stop in crying.
但是他们停止。
Why they stop?
我就看为什么停止。
I watched why did they stop?
原来第二批的人到了。
Because the second shift arrived.
那一批的人要走亲了。那这个看他们来了。
And they're coming.
啊，知道时间到了。
So hands up.
等一下拿钱就可以回家了吗？
And they take the money, they go back.
那么这些第二批的来的。
The second shift come.
一个眼睛一死，就在哭。
The same thing, they start all over again.
我就想，原来与人同哭可以学的。
Also, we can learn how to cry with people.
我就一直想，与人同哭容易不容易。
Is it easy to cry with people?
后来长大以后，我就从来再没有看过这样的事情。
So when I've grown up, I've never seen this kind of thing before.
直到有一天，
One day,
我在神学院里看到一个加拿大的教授。
In the seminary, I see a Canadian professor.
是我的老师。
My teacher.
她是女的。
A lady.
但她有一个习惯。
But he has a habit.
就是到商家的时候。
When she go to the bereaved family,
她要表示她也很悲哀。
In order so that she's sorrowful,
所以她就低着头，也是用手巾擦来擦去。
And she also will wipe the handkerchief with the eyes.
但是我注意她手巾擦来擦去都是干的。
But I see it's dry with the handkerchief.
没有眼泪。
Without tears.
她不表示她与你一同悲哀就是。
But just to show that I mourn together with you.
所以我感觉到。
So I feel.
与哀哭的人同哭不容易。
To mourn with those who mourn is not easy.
那么。 与喜笑的人同笑，
but to rejoice with those who rejoice is it easy?
比较容易，对不对？
Maybe easier, you say.
你们都知道，要流眼泪，除非真正很伤心，流不出。我大概已经四年眼泪流不出来了。
You know, to shed tears is difficult.
所以呢，变成了流进去以后就慢慢就没咳嗽了。
So maybe for 10 years I've not shed tears, that's why it goes back.
我这里面大概有一些 jam， 好像你们 traffic jam 一样的。
Inside my nostril, probably there's a jam there.
这次到美国找一个医生，这医生呢很好意思，看我不到半个钟头，开一个支票，哎，开一个什么？不是支票，一个
bill，
多少钱呢？ 750块美金。
$750 for less than half an hour.
两个礼拜再来。
And
我再去
2 weeks later，
他再加一个250块
，get another bill $250，
这样不到40分钟给他拿1000块
，less than 40 minutes to charge me $1,000 US，
好像有一点帮助也没多大帮助
，it looks a little bit of help but not much，
好，我继续讲下去
，so I continue，
所以与人同哭是容易的吗？
So is it easy to mourn with those who mourn？
不容易
，not easy，
与人同笑容易吗？
To rejoice people who rejoice is it easy？
后来我发现更不容易
，even more difficult，
不是更容易。
Not easier.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果别人的成功，也就是你盼望达到而达不到的。
If people's success is what that you hope also for yourself,
怎么能与他同享
？How can you rejoice with them?
同样卖脚车
，though the two who sell bicycle,
隔壁一天卖三十辆。
And the neighbor sells 30 a day.
你三十天卖一辆。
30 days you sell one.
那不是吗？感谢。
Praise the Lord, you say praise the Lord.
你呢？你笑看看吧。
You cannot laugh with them.
你有没有笑啊
？Would you laugh?
人家一天卖三十辆。
One day they sell 30.
你三十天卖一辆。
But 30 days you sell only one.
你咒诅他。
You curse them.
他该死哦。
You better die.
你是什么时候轮到我的脚身卖
？Because if you die, how can my business be
prosper? 与人同笑。更不容易
，even more difficult to rejoice with people，
实在很
difficult，
所以你要祷告
，so you must pray，
求主给你做一个伟大的
，that God let you become a mighty man。
今天教会为什么不兴旺
？today why is such a revival？
因为有许多不能与人同日笑的人做领袖
，because there are a lot of leaders who cannot rejoice with those who rejoice。
今天弟兄姊妹为什么不能够和谐
？why is brothers and sisters cannot live in harmony？
因为许多人只能同情可怜的人。不能同情成功的人
，because a lot of people can sympathize with those who are less fortunate, cannot rejoice with those who rejoice.
等到别人大病，别人跌倒，别人受灾祸，主啊，我为他祷告，我很爱他，我很可怜他，这个很容易。
When people fall, when people mourn, you say, God, I'll pray for them. It's easier.
别人结果子，别人成功，别人被高举的时候，你恨不得。那是轮到你，不是轮到他。
When people bear fruit, people are lifted high, you thought that it will be me even better.
所以我们很难把我们的老我真正舍去。
So it's difficult for us to give away our own old self.
舍己的意思。
Now to give away yourself?
就是不先看自己的舍的这个地位。
Which one you do not first deem as important your gain or loss?
不先顾自己安危的情况。
Do not be concerned about your safety or danger.
能够把自己好像这个设身处外。
As if you can jump out from yourself.
然后呢，看别人用客观的态度来为他们欢喜快乐。
Then with a very objective manner, you want to look at people and rejoice with them.
像做母亲的人
，like a mother,
看见孩子成功的时候
，to look at the son when they're successful.
他不必妒忌。
She never get envy.
孩子的快乐就是他的快乐。
And because the joy of the son becomes their own joy.
孩子的失败就是他。
The failure of the son becomes her own
failure. 孩子的
failure.
痛苦就是他的痛苦。
The mourning of the son becomes her own mourning.
如果一个母亲会妒忌他亲生的孩子的成功
，If a mother can get envy of the success of her own son,
这个母亲是大有问题。
Then there's a problem with this mother.
天下有这样的母亲吗？
Are there such a mother in the world?
不是没有啊。
If not that there
are. 不过很著名的哲学家 Arthur Schopenhauer 就有一个这样的母亲。
Schopenhauer, a German philosopher, had this mother.
他的母亲是一个小说家。
The mother is a novelist.
生了一个孩子变成哲学家。
But gave birth to a son who became a philosopher.
后来孩子名气越来越大的时候。
So the philosopher became more famous.
这母亲感到自己年老还没有成功，孩子竟然超过他。
And the mother feels I'm old, I'm not successful, and this son is surpassed me.
其实他的孩子也生前没有多大成功。
Actually, not much success when he was alive, the son.
但有一天在一个宴会里面。
But one day in a feast,
马克思的老师 Hegel 见到啊 Schopenhauer 的母亲。
Hegel, also the teacher of Karl Marx, see the mother of Schopenhauer.
他说 Madame,
Madame,
I'm so happy of your son.
我为你的孩子感到非常喜乐兴奋。
He is such a good thinker.
他是个很好的思想家
，His achievement is so great，
他的这个成功是这么高的。
这母亲呢，笑着哈，谢谢谢谢，回去大发脾气。
So this mother, as if she's got happy, but then when she get home, she got angry.
被称赞的是孩子，不是他。
Because the one to be praised is the son, not her.
她妒忌的半死。
She got envy.
回家就跟他孩子故意吵架。
So got a quarrel and also with the son.
吵到最后呢
？After that.
一个老母亲五六十岁还有力量把三四十岁的孩子从楼上丢到楼下去。
So a mother of 50, 60 years old still can throw the son of 30 or 40 down the stairs.
从楼梯把他推下去。
So push him down the staircase.
下班的话就一直滚到楼下。
So 下班的话 roll down the staircase.
不是没有这样的母亲。
Well, there's such kind of
不是没有这样的父亲。
There's such kind of father.
特别是男的。
Especially men.
有许多时候忘记作为长辈。 应当有的宽容大量。
Forget that they must be accommodating as the elder.
为老不尊，为幼就不敬。
Because as the old man, you do not honor yourself, then the young wouldn't know how to honor you.
你们有看到今天的报纸吗？
So you read the paper today.
一个祖父强奸自己七岁的孙女。
A grandfather also forced on a 7 years old grandchildren.
被判刑的时候呢？
And when he was condemned.
我如果没有记错，是要16年关在监牢。
16 years in prison.
他还替自己辩护。
He even defend himself.
因为他的祖母不要服务我，我需要，所以我做了这个事。
Because her grandmother never served me, I have a need. So I do this thing.
他的面皮比万里长城厚一点点。
So very thick with her face.
做错事还不懂羞耻。
He has gone wrong. He stands to feel ashamed.
基督徒要学会一件事。
As a Christian, we learn something.
伟大的人。
Great man.
基督徒要学会一件事。
You must learn one thing as a Christian.
为别人的奚落奚落。
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
为别人的忧愁忧愁。
Mourn with those who mourn.
特别你要做领袖的人。
Especially those who want to be a leader.
一定要对付自己。
You must deal with yourself.
你一定要克服自己。
You must deal with yourself, subdue yourself.
使你的不常、不肯、不犹豫顺服你的感情。
So that the emotion is, which is not easily subdued.
神的心为心。
And with God's heart as a heart.
以大家的益处为益处。
With the benefit of others as a benefit.
以别人的感受为感受。
With others' feeling as a feeling.
以喜乐的人要同乐。
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
以哀哭的人要同哭。
And mourn with those who mourn.
当你做到这一点的时候。
When you achieve that.
你真是天父的儿女。
Then truly you are the children of Heavenly Father.
人家说有其父必有其子。
Because people say that like father like son.
当神的儿女都做到这一步的。
When the children of God has become this.
神的儿女与神儿女之间的感情就融洽了。
And the emotion of the children of God will become harmony.
感谢上帝。
Praise God for that.
愿主赐福给我们。
May God bless us.
给我们真心实意。
That we truly
照着圣经的要求
and the go according to the demand of the Bible
圣经的原则
the principle of the Bible
鞭策自己
and also you with yourself
对付自己
you deal with yourself
使我们这个常常软弱的自己
so that we who are weak always
靠着主圣灵的大能
by the great power of the Holy Spirit
靠着十字架的大爱
by the love of the cross
靠着圣经的大光
by the light of the Bible
照耀改变
try to change,
使我们能够与人表同情
that we can express emotion with others
与哀哭的人一同哭
mourn with those who mourn
与喜乐的人一同哭
rejoice with those who rejoice
你愿意吗
are you willing
求主赐福给我们
God bless us
加力量给我们
add to us strength
我们低头祷告
let us bow our head and pray